What's going on, everybody? My name is Anthony Kemp Jr., and I am the CEO and host of the Investing Realm podcast. My goal is to provide you all with information that will help you, your loved ones, family, and friends to put your money to work for you. Here on the Investing Realm, we will discuss some of the biggest companies in the world, its founders, and how they were able to generate millions of dollars, even billions in revenue. You will hear about companies like Apple, Google, Meta, Nvidia, Tesla, and SPY, called SPY, better known as the S&P 500. We'll talk about long-term, mid-term, and short-term investing. What is stock trading? What are stock options? And what are futures? My goal is to provide you with special guests on the actual podcast, information that will benefit you all so that you can put your money to work. With that being said, let's get ready to get into today's segment. And if you would like to get free stocks, please go ahead and click the link below and sign up for a brokerage account. Let's get it. Much love. What's going on, everybody? My name is Anthony Kemp Jr. Thank you for tuning into the Investing Realm, where we discuss all things related to investing, specifically stocks. But that's kind of what I'm on at this moment. I will have more people coming on to the segment and onto the podcast, rather. And, you know, we're going to get some real estate information. We're going to hear some other things about career growth as well, because whether y'all want to believe it or not, man, investing is a part of every one of our lives, man. There's not a person on the planet that doesn't invest. You sleep all day and you don't work, that's an investment. You get plenty of rest, but no money. So, you know, everybody is an investor, you know, and whatever we do with our time is an investment. Okay. Now, remember, everything that I say on here is not for financial advice. But, you know, if you get any encouragement on this, go ahead and, you know, hit the thumbs up button, whatever. Let's get this information out to the world. And, if you want to invest in stocks and you want to get started, Robinhood is a really good starting point, especially if you don't have a lot of knowledge on technical analysis and all that. Like, Robinhood is very easy on the eyes. There's an actual link in the description of this video. You can click that link and you can sign up and get free stocks from Robinhood once you sign up and you make a deposit into your brokerage account. But keep in mind, man, if you never get started, you'll be like everybody else in the world. You'll just be the same person going around the same mountain that ain't never done nothing. You just been looking at the mountain, walking around in circles, looking at the mountain. You done sat down. You done even touched the mountain, but you ain't never really did nothing with the mountain. So, you know, a lot of people are like that in life. They never do anything. By the way, I don't need your money. I'm not trying to get your money. But this is a podcast and, you know, I'm providing value. And if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. No, that's really not a big deal to me. So today, remember in the last segment, I spoke about going beyond the charts. Now, what I'm going to do is just continue to follow up with Tesla. What is really happening with Tesla this year? And I'm specifically speaking on the vehicles and the business overall. Remember in the last segment, when I was speaking on going beyond the charts, I really used Tesla as an example, because this is the only company that I've really done a lot of in-depth research on that I feel that people don't really know why the stock is low. Let me say this, people may not know. And I really want people to see what I speculate for this year. I speculate that Tesla will probably more than likely reach $300 at some point this year. I don't think it's going to stay in the 190, 180 range. I really do see it increasing at least $100 this year, because there's a couple of catalysts that people don't know about. And in the last segment, before I ended that segment, again, this is not financial advice. I'm not telling you to invest in Tesla. Everything I say is for educational purposes only. I have to put that disclaimer out there. I'm not telling you what to do with your money. I'm literally just talking about the things that I see and the things that I find very interesting in the stock market. One of the things that Tesla has coming up this year that I believe is going to help the stock to ascend is the Cybertruck. They have a Cybertruck, a Tesla Cybertruck that will be being released at some point this year. And I think it's going to be somewhere around that second or third quarter of this year. And that's going to be a very positive catalyst. Now, I will tell y'all, the Tesla truck to me is ugly. I don't have like, if I had like $50,000, I wouldn't spend it on a Tesla truck. I think it looks like, y'all know how on PlayStation, when you used to have those race car games and stuff like that. And I'm talking like PlayStation 3. I'm not even talking about 5. Like on PlayStation 3, when you would design a car, it kind of looked kind of blocky like, and it had like these real like tight angles on it. And it almost looked like a digital just box car. That's exactly how the Tesla truck looks to me. So I'm very not interested in it personally, but I do know that because it's Tesla and people just like the EV space, that there's a group of people that just really want to buy it. As a matter of fact, I've already heard of a couple of people, and one person of these couple of people I know personally. So I'm not very interested in it, but that is a big catalyst. And once they start delivering these and people start getting on social media with it, you start seeing it on the news. Even though I told you that they said that the production rate for vehicles would be notably more lower than it was in 2023, I think that that's going to make the stock price go up because it's just positive news. And it means that the company is still going to generate revenue, even if it's not at the same pace as it was last year. Okay, so that's one thing. The other thing is this. I did some research on Tesla, and I was astounded at the information that I obtained on this business. They are doing something right now that I don't think people are paying attention to. And this is why I said in the last segment, I really think that Tesla is at a fair value price right now. And I think the people who have the financial fortitude to be able to buy, you know, 6 to 7 shares of Tesla at a time are going to be the people who are going to really greatly benefit. I really believe right now between the $180 range and the $190-something range, the high 100s, I believe that that's a good price, a fair value price for Tesla. Again, this is my opinion. I don't know what stock analysts are saying. I'm like giving you totally my opinion. Okay. Again, this is not financial advice. I'm not telling you to go buy a Tesla, but I'll tell y'all the truth. If I was a millionaire, I would have probably bought at least 200 shares of Tesla already because the information I'm about to give you now. So this is what it says for the outlook of 2024. It says in 2024, the growth rate of deployments in revenue in our energy storage business should outpace the automotive industry. So I remember I said, what? Energy storage? And I was like, all right, hold on, let me go back. I'm like, okay, as our teams work to launch the next generation vehicle of what at Gigafactory Texas? I'm like, what is that? So I researched it. And man, I went on YouTube, man, they had this brother on there. And he's like literally, he had like a, what do they call those things that fly in the air again? That he had one of those drones. And man, right now, what people don't know is Elon Musk is working on an energy storage facility on the acres of land that he has already purchased. So I'm like, wait, this is big. Remember I told y'all you got to go beyond the charts. This is what I'm saying. Like, I'm already looking into the future and I'm saying, man, once this thing gets built and he starts to do more testing on the lithium batteries and start finding out how to make these, the kilowattages and lithium batteries expand more to where the vehicle is getting much longer range on a full charge, that's going to be like seriously positive information for his company. And so I'm like, man, I don't think people really realize what's happening. Like, But see, there's somebody right now at a big institution who's doing the same research I'm doing and going even more in depth. And they're saying to their bosses that got millions and billions of dollars under asset, hey, you know, Tesla right now is not a good buy. But, well, when I say Tesla's not a good buy, they're probably saying right now, I wouldn't touch Tesla right now. But when they start getting ready to drop the Cybertruck, let's start buying. Right. Hey, as a matter of fact, when they really get close to finishing this Gigafactory, hey, we need to kind of buy before that information gets out to the public. Right. So this is why I'm saying the people who's buying Tesla right now are probably getting it at a fair value price. They're probably getting it at a cheap price. Remember, y'all, Tesla was at about what I think it's like $87, $89 or something like that at the end of the pandemic in 2022. Right. In 2023, when I looked at Tesla as well, I think it was around that $87, $90 range, and it just skyrocketed for about 70% of the year. So I don't think the prices are going to get that low again. Like, I don't think it's going to get that low. You know, keep in mind, every business was suffering. Apple was suffering. You know, some of the biggest corporations in the world were suffering due to the pandemic and the crisis of the pandemic. We're not in a pandemic anymore. So when I say that the stock market in previous segments is forward looking, don't think that there's not somebody who's researching Tesla. They have people who are dedicated. Their job, y'all, is to look at certain sectors. There's somebody who is hired on to an institution or a hedge fund. They say, hey, we want you. What do you have interest in? Oh, I have interest in EVs. Okay, we want you to dedicate all of your time to the electric vehicle sector or the energy sector. I don't want you thinking about real estate. I don't want you thinking about semiconductors. I don't want you thinking about social media stocks. I want you to think about EV stocks only. So there's people who know this already, like me, and they're like, hey, man, when this stuff starts happening, this is when we start buying, right? Because we're getting it. And honestly, they're probably already doing it, man, just to be honest with y'all. They probably... Man, that thing is ranging right now. Tesla's ranging right now. And all I'm seeing is, man, I bet you they just accumulating right now, man. And then, like, it's just going to shoot up. And when it shoot up, y'all, I'm telling y'all, man, the people who, like, you really, really want to make a return on your money. Again, this is not financial advice. Man, I bet them people probably going to be like, man, if I'm right, they're going to be like, man, Tesla was like $199. And, like, by the end of 2024 and the early 2025 quarters, man, that doggone stock might be like $350, $400, man. I'm telling y'all, man, that's just my opinion. That's my speculative thought. But this is why it's important to go beyond the charts, man. You ain't going to get this by looking at technical analysis. A chart don't tell you nothing about a business necessarily. It indirectly tells you that something went wrong that day or they had a bad earnings. If you understand earnings reports a little bit, you know, or outlooks of companies. But, you know, if you really, really want to look into the future, you want to go to the investors relations page. You want to see where the company is going, what they're working on and stuff like that. And look, I'm going to read this to you all and I'm going to get ready to close this out. Out here under Outlook, it says this on profit. On the section that says profit, it says, while we continue to execute on innovations to reduce the cost of manufacturing and operations over time, we expect our hardware-related profits to be accompanied by an acceleration of AI, software, and fleet-based profits. So what Tesla is telling people right now is they're going to have AI software in their vehicles. Okay, that's positive catalyst, right? Remember, this is them saying this is what we're working on. And then it says production. It says Cybertruck production and deliveries will ramp through this year. This is what I was telling y'all about the Cybertruck. It says, in addition, we continue to make progress on our next generation platform. So if you want to know what's happening with a company, you're going to have to get off them charts for a minute, bruh. bruh, you're going to have to get off them charts for a little bit. You're going to have to research the outlook of the company and see why the stock dropped, why the stock may be going up, what will make it go up even more, and why you may be able to come up with a educated opinion on why it may be at a fair value price at that time. With that being said, man, that's all I got. If y'all enjoyed this, man, hit your boy up. Leave me a message. I'd love to connect with you. And I'll holler at y'all later. Peace.